All right, everybody, welcome back. We are diving deep today.
Into work-life balance.
Ooh, yes. Specifically for all of you freelancers and digital nomads and remote workers out there.
Yeah, we are talking about courtesy of Freelancing Insider today.
Yeah, this is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially as freelancers and digital nomads.
Like remote workers.
Like we were just saying, it's so easy to just let the lines get all blurry, you know, between work-life and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
So we are going to figure this out.
Yes, we are.
So where do we even begin with this whole work-life balance thing? I mean, it's such a buzzword.
Right. So I think before we even start talking about all the tips and tricks and hacks for achieving this magical work-life balance.
Yes.
We need to actually define what it means to each of us individually.
Oh, I love that.
Like, what does it actually look like for now?
Yeah. Because for me, it might be, I don't know, like, finally having time to actually take that pottery class I've been wanting to do.
Yes.
Or finally go on that like epic hike.
Oh, yeah.
That I've been putting off.
Or even just like having dinner and not checking your email.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Oh,
can you imagine?
I know, right?
Like being fully present for a meal.
Yeah.
That's revolutionary.
It is. And that's exactly what Courtesy of Freelancing Insider talks about. It's like really about that self-reflection and figuring out like, what are your values?
Hmm.
What matters most to you?
Yeah.
And then how can we structure our lives
yes.
to actually support those things?
Oh, I love that. Okay, so we figure out what actually matters to us, like what our ideal balance looks like.
Right.
But then there's the whole issue of time, you know?
Oh, time, yes.
It feels like there's never enough of it.
It's like it just disappears.
It evaporates, I swear.
I know.
And speaking of evaporating, have you ever heard of this app called Toggle Track?
Yes. Courtesy of Freelancing Insider talks about that one.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
It is.
It like tracks your time down to the minute.
Yes.
And it breaks it down for you in a way that's like kind of horrifying, but also mm-hmm. really eye-opening.
Totally. And I think that's the point of a time audit.
Right.
You know, it's to actually see where is your time going? Because we might think we're spending it one way, but then when we actually track it.
It's totally different.
It's totally different. Yeah. And you're like, wait, I spent how long on
cat videos on YouTube.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so true.
So then once you kind of have that awareness of where your time's actually going,
mm-hmm.
then we can start talking about goals.
Ooh, goals. Yes. Yeah. I love a good goal.
Me too. Me too. And Courtesy of Freelancing Insider is really big on SMART goals.
Okay. So break that down for me.
So SMART stands for
okay.
specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so instead of just saying, I want to exercise more.
Yeah, which is like my perennial goal.
Right, we've all been there.
Yes.
You would say something like, I want to go to the gym 3 times a week for an hour,
okay.
and I'm going to focus on strength training.
Oh, that's way more motivating.
Exactly.
I actually want to go do that now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so SMART goals, we got it.
Yes.
But how do we actually fit these goals into our already like jam-packed lives?
Well, Courtesy of Freelancing Insider talks about this too, and they actually suggest like aligning your goals with your peak productivity times.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, like there was a case study in there about this freelancer who always hit like an afternoon slump.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, and so she decided to shift her workout to that time.
Wow.
And she found that it actually like boosted her energy and focus for the rest of the day.
Wow. So I guess it's not just about like fitting things in whenever.
Right.
It's about being strategic about it.
Exactly.
Okay. That is a game changer.
Yeah.
Now, what about designing our ideal week?
Oh, yes.
Like, how do we actually structure our time to make all of this work?
So, Courtesy of Freelancing Insider has a whole section on this.
They do.
And they suggest blocking time for everything.
Everything.
Yes. Yeah, so, like, work, obviously.
Okay.
But also breaks, meals.
Okay.
Family time, hobbies.
Even scrolling time.
Even scrolling time.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's being realistic.
Exactly.
Okay, so block out time for literally everything.
Yes.
I can see how that would be helpful.
It creates a framework.
Yeah.
And there was actually a freelancer in the book who said that this method, like, really helped her reduce decision fatigue.
Oh, that's huge.
Because everything was already planned out.
Yeah.
And it actually, like, weirdly enough, increased her flexibility.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, because she had that structure in place.
Yeah.
She was able to more easily, like, shift things around when she needed to.
Okay. I like that. All right. So now let's talk about the workspace.
Oh, yes. The workspace.
This is a fun one.
It is.
Because I have to admit, my workspace often looks like a tornado hit it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not the most organized person.
Yeah.
But Courtesy of Freelancing Insider really emphasizes the importance of like
an ergonomic setup.
Yeah, and like having a dedicated workspace that's actually conducive to work.
Yeah, and it's not just about physical comfort. They actually cited a study that showed a direct link between a clutter-free workspace and increased focus.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and they even suggest like having plants in your workspace.
Really?
Yeah, apparently a little greenery can boost creativity.
Huh, who knew?
I know, right?
Okay, so tidy workspace for the win.
Yes!
Now on to a topic that I'm very passionate about.
Oh, what's that?
Boundaries.
Yes! Boundaries are so important.
I used to be terrible at boundaries.
Really?
I was like a total yes person, and I would work late into the night and just...
Oh, no.
Yeah, it wasn't healthy. But courtesy of Freelancing Insider really gave me a wake-up call on that one.
What did they say?
They really emphasized the importance of setting clear work hours.
Yes.
Communicating them to clients and then sticking to them.
Yeah.
Like no matter what.
And what's interesting is they don't advocate for complete separation.
Oh.
Like they actually suggest this technique called time boxing.
Okay, what is that?
So it's where you allocate specific blocks of time for work and personal tasks.
Okay.
So you're still kind of like blending them, but it's in a way that's intentional and structured.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so it creates a rhythm that works for you.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've got our workspace, we've got our boundaries.
Yes.
But now let's talk about the elephant in the room.
The elephant in the room?
Technology.
Oh, yes.
Technology. It's amazing. And it allows us to do all this freelance work.
Right.
But it's also like a huge distraction.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword.
Totally. I think we've all fallen prey to the just one more notification black hole. You know, you're like, oh, I'll just quickly check Instagram. And then suddenly an hour has gone by.
I know. And you're like, wait, what was I doing?
Exactly. So what does courtesy of Freelancing Insider say about taming the tech beast?
So they recommend using website blockers during work hours.
Okay.
So you can actually like block those tempting websites.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah. And they also suggest a really fun experiment, which is to track how many times you mindlessly check your phone in a day.
Oh, no. I don't think I want to know the answer to that.
I know. It's scary, but it's also like really eye-opening.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah. And then they talk about the importance of digital detox periods.
Okay. What's that?
So it's like dedicated time where you have no work and no screens.
No.
Just pure recharging.
So like go for a walk in nature or read a book or something like that.
Exactly.
I love that. Okay, that actually sounds really refreshing.
It is.
Okay, so we've talked about technology and how to kind of set boundaries with it.
Yes.
But now let's talk about the other side of that coin.
Which is
mindfulness and self-care.
Yes. So important.
Because this is how we recharge, right?
Absolutely.
This is how we prevent burnout. So what does courtesy of Freelancing Insider suggest in terms of mindfulness and self-care?
So they talk about a lot of different things, but what I really appreciate is that they're not just talking about like
bubble baths and face masks.
Yeah, exactly. Like they're actually giving practical tips that are tailored for busy freelancers.
Oh, okay. Like what?
So things like short guided meditations through apps like Headspace.
Okay.
Or even just like 5 minutes of mindful breathing exercises.
Oh. I probably manage that.
Yeah, exactly. And it's about recognizing that self-care is not a luxury.
Right.
It's actually an investment.
Yes, an investment in yourself.
Exactly.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah, and they even suggest like scheduling it in your calendar, just like you would a client meeting.
Okay.
Because it shows that you're actually prioritizing it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Now let's talk about the beauty of freelancing.
The beauty of freelancing.
Which is flexibility.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of the main perks, right?
Yes.
So what does courtesy of Freelancing Insider say about leveraging that flexibility?
So they encourage us to use it to our advantage, whether it's adjusting our schedule for a family event or taking advantage of travel opportunities or just like taking a break when we need it.
Right.
But they also remind us that with great flexibility,
oh, here it comes.
Comes a great responsibility.
I knew you were going to say that.
I had to.
But it's true.
It is true.
Because it's so easy to let that flexibility kind of work against you.
Right. You have to be disciplined.
Exactly.
And they actually share this tip from a seasoned freelancer who blocks out non-negotiable personal time in her calendar.
Oh, wow.
Just like she would for a client meeting.
Wow. That's a really good idea.
It is.
Because it's like you're making a commitment to yourself.
Exactly.
Okay. So flexibility is amazing. But we have to be intentional about it.
Yes.
Now, for our final point, I think this is really important.
Okay, tell me.
Your work-life balance plan is not set in stone.
Oh, it's a living document.
It is. And courtesy of Freelancing Insider, really stresses that we need to be regularly checking in with ourselves and with our plan.
Like a monthly or quarterly check-in.
Yeah, exactly. Just to see what's working, what's not.
Right.
And adjust accordingly.
Because life changes.
Yes, it does.
Our work evolves, and so should our approach to balance.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So what resonated most with you from Courtesy of Freelancing Insider?
You know, I think what resonated most is their emphasis on experimentation.
Oh, I love that.
Because there's no one-size-fits-all solution.
Right.
It's about finding what truly works for you.
Yeah.
And continuing to refine it.
Oh, that's such a good takeaway.
It is.
So, listeners, what resonated most with you? We'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yes.
Share them on social media. Tag us.
Let us know.
Yeah. And remember, you're in the driver's seat.
You are.
Craft a work-life balance that fuels your success and enriches your life.
Yes.
Until next time, keep diving deep.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.